So, welcome to another edition of Bathrop Spears Broadside. This is Thursday, January 10th, 2019. This evening, it's going to be a flashback for all our fans out there because I've spent my afternoon at the protest and interview with Chief Andy Mills, who ended up telling us nothing we didn't know already and not offering to change any policies or respond to any complaints about from RV folks who were concerned, particularly one of them, Alicia Cole, that she was being targeted by Officer Joe Habe or other enforcement officers who were getting complaints that were unjustified and essentially finding ways of going after her or finding ways of disturbing her and her four-person, three children and one partner family. Andy was very polite. He stayed out there for half an hour or more listening to different folks express sometimes angry, sometimes friendly concerns, but ended up saying that he would not change any of the policies he currently had or issue any, alter any of the instructions he was giving to his officers. Anyway, so what we have instead of a series of new bits of interviews and commentary, which I'll probably be playing on Sunday, although I'm having technical problems and I hope I can resolve those by Sunday, is a flashback. And that flashback is to January 8th, 2015, not going back as far as I usually do, when we're going to be reviewing a number of things, but the main focus and the reason I chose it is because of protests about police department policies, the SCPD's policies, specifically or kind of mainly or maybe the initiative was because of community concern about the armored personnel carrier-like Bearcat vehicle, which former police chief Kevin Vogel secured without any kind of public input, public notice, or public vote. There are other items that I'm talking about in this flashback, which concern vending problems downtown, the stay-away orders coming up before council for the expansion of that law, which I'm hoping will now be eliminated, but we have no guarantee of that. And then Mayor Don Lane's deceptive decorum rules shifts designed, again, to further constrict critics who are trying to retain the right to record at city council from various positions in the room. So, check it out. I hope you enjoy it. And also, from 6 to 8 tonight, there's a Poor People's Campaign get-together out at the Highlands Park Senior Center in Ben Lomond. That's right beyond Felton, along Highway 9 at 8500 Highway 9. It runs again from 6 to 8, Poor People's Campaign. I am probably not going to be there. I had hoped to be there. I think Cynthia Berger from the Santa Cruz Tenants Association, who also works with Huff around the rights of people in their RVs and their vehicles, or should we say non-propertied people, as she calls them, people without ownership of large chunks of land or housing, who really share common interests, whether they're renters or homeless folks or RV dwellers in whose vehicles are their home. Anyway, I hear she's likely to be there. You can go check it out, 6 to 8 at 8500 Highway 9 in Ben Lomond. And I'll be back with hopefully a regular show, assuming I can get my technical equipment back in shape, on Sunday, 9:30 in the morning. And if you want to catch me between times, give me a call on the Huff line. Huff is Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom. And the phone number is 423-4833. Give me an email and join our email list, and you'll get advance notice of these shows at rnorse3@hotmail.com. Enjoy the show. Enjoy the flashback. And keep your eyes open on the streets, mostly to protect each other.